Imagine Bob, a successful businessman who sneaks away during the Super Bowl halftime to indulge his pornography addiction. His 10-year-old daughter walks in, witnessing a moment that ultimately costs him his marriage and normal relationship with his child. This devastating rock-bottom experience finally drove Bob to seek help and transform his life. Sexual addiction isn't just about sex. It's about using sexual behavior as a coping mechanism for uncomfortable feelings. The cycle traps countless people in a pattern where you can't get enough of what won't satisfy you. This explains why those caught in sexual compulsion continually seek more extreme experiences or greater quantities. The temporary relief never addresses the underlying issues. Many develop these patterns in dysfunctional early environments where they lacked proper guidance about healthy sexuality. For young men especially, sexual behavior becomes a powerful coping mechanism. It feels good and provides temporary relief from negative emotions. The secrecy around these behaviors makes them particularly problematic, as we're only as sick as our secrets. Almost anyone who suffered childhood trauma can develop sex addiction, with early sexual stimulation creating patterns that seek to recreate those feelings. Visualizing your personal amphitheater helps identify the subpersonalities or voices in your unconscious that influence addictive behavior. Imagine standing in a dark amphitheater, blinded by spotlights, while unseen voices urge you toward sexual acting out. These voices represent temporary personality modes that emerge to cope with triggering situations like loneliness or rejection. By turning on the lights in your mental amphitheater, you can identify which part of yourself is demanding sexually compulsive actions. These subpersonalities develop from difficult past experiences, often in childhood. They constantly speak in our minds with messages like, "You're not good enough," or "Go to places where rejection isn't possible." Even those from good homes have these internal voices based on outdated stories that still wield power, keeping us prisoners of our past and triggering shame, fear, and anger. Through dialoguing with these subpersonalities, you can shift control away from destructive parts of yourself. Everything you do as an addict stems from stories you've told yourself, while your essential self needs no story. Your life resembles a soap opera written by your mind, with characters like "to screw up" calling from your personal amphitheater. Your mind processes everything through historical recollections, a phenomenon called euphoric recall, where we filter present experiences through past ones, making it difficult to experience life freshly. Sexual addicts often engage in euphoric recall, remembering past experiences or fantasizing about future ones while avoiding connection with present partners. The goal is to experience each moment directly rather than through distorted memories. As Eckhart Tolle notes, 80 to 90% of thinking is repetitive, useless, and often harmful. Consider Larry's story, a shy music industry worker who confronted his porn guy subpersonality outside a porn shop, texting his internal dialogue as he successfully resisted entering. His ability to choose differently emerged after sufficient work on his compulsive behavior. Many describe this experience as a death of their old story. When you finally understand you aren't your mind or your story, you begin experiencing freedom. To break free from sexual addiction, investigate your life history to uncover the fictional story driving your compulsions. This detective work reveals your true self, disempowering the addiction narrative. Consider Ryan, a professional baseball player whose playboy father and inattentive mother never modeled genuine intimacy. Ryan absorbed these patterns, marrying a stripper but feeling dissatisfied when she became busy with motherhood. His compulsive sexual behavior stemmed directly from his childhood experiences. Keith's story shows how a sexual experience with a teenage babysitter at age 12 became his blueprint for relationships, shaping his understanding of intimacy and contributing to his failing marriage. Examining your history isn't about blaming parents, but understanding the origins of your behavior patterns. Identifying when your compulsive sexual behavior began reveals how you've constructed your addiction story. Perhaps finding pornography when lonely, or experiencing rejection that led to fantasy retreats. Even career choices may reflect addiction patterns, with some choosing jobs with unstructured time to accommodate compulsive behaviors. Your essential self exists beyond your thoughts and stories. Your subpersonalities create narratives that you need certain sexual behaviors due to your identity or past, but recognizing you're not your story helps you regain control. Who you think you are is merely a collection of sensory experiences, with your mind creating narratives that disconnect you from the present. What's always true is your conscious awareness, simply being present without external stimulation. Modern life has transformed you into more of a human doing than a human being. Asking yourself what's always true during triggering moments can return you to awareness and help avoid destructive actions. Your essence is what you possessed at birth, before accumulating experiences and memories. As children, we relied on sensory experiences when our needs weren't met. Those who experienced inappropriate boundaries or emotional incest often turned to pornography or paid sex to avoid intimacy confusion. Reconnecting with what's always true helps you resist compulsive behavior and live authentically rather than through your constructed identity. Triggers can be as simple as seeing blue sky or hearing high heels clicking, seemingly innocent stimuli that become connected to sexual acting out through euphoric recall. These triggers create automatic response pathways that hijack your rational mind and lead to compulsive behavior. Breaking free involves three steps. Notice what triggers you. Demystify inappropriate desire by staying connected to your essence, and prove you can resist temptation. This might mean entering a former temptation spot and leaving without acting out, or setting computer limits. Each success builds recovery strength. When triggered, notice the magic finger sensation, that energy strumming through your chest and solar plexus before moving toward your genitals. This cue word alerts you to break the pattern. Remember, first thought wrong. An addict's first thought is usually incorrect. Your thinking follows predictable patterns when triggered. After identifying this pattern, ask what else to find alternatives instead of acting out sexually. Sex addiction thrives on objectification fantasies, while fulfillment comes from genuine connection, a deeper beauty that satisfies unlike addiction's endless craving. When discussing your addiction with your partner, be honest, but avoid sharing harmful details. Explain your recovery journey, express remorse, and acknowledge their support. Transform triggers into learning opportunities by sharing them with a trusted person. This connection helps break addiction's hold and releases energy for positive pursuits. Many recovering addicts discover new interests or build meaningful relationships once they shift from negative to positive sexual thought patterns. Discuss triggers openly with your partner to build intimacy. Simply stating, "I just got a small trigger, I used to act on it, but I don't anymore," creates plus points for your relationship through honesty. Breaking free from objectification allows you to experience others as whole human beings with histories, feelings, and dreams. Though challenging, the reward is reclaiming your authentic self and discovering true intimacy.